North Battleford, Battleford's Lloydminster MP Rosemary Falk will be in the Battlefords on March 4 for a talk hosted by the Battleford's Chamber of Commerce. The luncheon presentation will be held at the Western Development Museum, starting at 11:45 a.m. The event is open to chamber members and the general public as well. People must register and purchase a ticket from the Battleford's Chamber of Commerce to attend. The local chamber's chief operating officer Linda Macniak said it will be a good opportunity to hear from the elected official. "She's going to give us an update on what's been going on in Ottawa, and what we can expect going forward, the potential of course to head into an election," Macniak said. "This is an opportunity, while Parliament is prorogued, for the MPs to get out and visit their constituents, and provide people an update. We met with her last year, but I don't believe we had another event with her other than the Power Hour. So this is an opportunity for members to hear directly from her on what's been going on and what she anticipates will be going on in Ottawa." Parliament is currently prorogued until the opening of the next session on March 24, 2025. In the meantime, the Liberal Party of Canada is looking for a new leader. The party is scheduled to choose the next leader of the Federal Liberal Party on March 9, 2025, to replace Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. In addition to her talk, Falk will be able to answer any questions from people attending the chamber event. "I think it's important that people hear what's going on in Ottawa, and what we can expect going forward. Whether we can find ourselves in an election, I know she won't necessarily know or can't tell us that," Macniak said. "But it will be interesting to hear her take on the potential of tariffs federally, and all of the things that are just going on in Ottawa. I think it will be important for us to get caught up on the national business of the day. We're glad to have Falk come to speak to us, so that we can get caught up on all things Ottawa."